the king has brothers. In the kingdom of God, the king has brothers. I am blessed of my Father. And the reason why I am blessed of my Father is because I'm in the kingdom and the king has brothers. I am one of the brothers of the king. I am blessed of my Father. I received my glorious inheritance, which is my Father's kingdom. My glorious inheritance is my Father's kingdom. I have received my Father's kingdom. The king has brothers. And I was invited to take my inheritance because I have served the king's brothers. I was invited to take my inheritance because I have served the king's brothers. Since we are his children, we will possess the blessings he keeps for his people. This is why it's important that you get inside the kingdom of God and belong to the kingdom, that you may receive the benefits and the blessings that are promised to those who receive the inheritance, which is the kingdom. Since we are his children, I'm going to speak for myself in the first person. I am a child of God, and I will possess the blessings he keeps for his people. And I will also possess with Christ what God has kept for him. For if I share Christ's suffering, I will also share his glory. You see how I applied that to myself? I put it in the first voice and I applied it to myself. Those who win the victory will receive this from me. I will be their God and they will be my children. Share your food with the hungry and open your homes to the homeless poor. Whenever you did this for one of the least important of these followers of mine. See, the king has brothers, but the brothers and the sisters in the world, this does not apply to them. You have to pay attention to the word. Whenever you did this for one of the least important of these followers of mine, everyone doesn't follow God. Everyone doesn't follow Jesus. The ones that don't follow God, the ones that don't follow Jesus, they don't get nothing from the kingdom. Whenever you did this for one of the least important of these followers of mine, you did it for me. Isn't that something? I not refuse to help the king's brothers. I not refuse to help the king's sisters. But first, you have to get your heart right with God and make sure for yourself that you actually belong to the kingdom, that you have the kingdom, and that you have received the kingdom. Because you will be found out to be an imposter if you do not share fellowship with the Lord. You're a liar. Depart from me. I never knew you. Depart from me. I never knew you. You honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. Is thy heart right as my heart is with thy heart? If it is, give me thy hand. We are doing the same thing. The king has brothers, but don't get God twisted. He is a God of love. But if you share no fellowship with Jesus Christ, you have no fellowship with God. You don't belong to God. The king has brothers. Make sure the men and the women that you fellowship with are the same men and women who fellowship with the Lord. If not, you with the wrong tribe. The king has brothers. Stay away from the imposters that trick you, that bamboozle you, that catfish you. You have people catfishing you and clickbaiting you, making you think that they are in the kingdom of God. And they manipulate and try to control the possession that God has given to you, the benefits that God has given to you, the inheritance that God has given to you. Stop co-mingling with the Canaanite women. Stop co-mingling with the Canaanite men. They worship false gods. The king has brothers. The king has sisters. When you talk to God, make sure that the people that he put in your life are his brothers and his sisters. Say, God, send me my brothers. God, send me my sisters. The king has brothers and the king has sisters who actually follow after the Lord and they live in the kingdom. Don't let nobody swindle you and bamboozle you out of something that don't belong to them. God gave the inheritance to all of those who only follow after him.